not think you're going to win your election if you don't have a concrete plan for reparation.
The equivocal number is $200 million for each and every African American.
Cut the check. No reparations, no vote.
So the California Reparations Task Force has put together a plan to possibly give black residents in California $1.2 million. Let's talk about it. Before we get into that, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. The headline reads, California Reparations Panel approves payments of up to $1.2 million to every black resident. Now, let's get into this. We've been having many conversations surrounding reparations. Funnily enough, this is happening in California, a free state. It's just wild to me that of all the states in the United States to be having this conversation, California is the one to come up with a proposal of $1.2 million for every qualifying black resident. So let's talk about what this means. The task force held a public meeting in Oakland, California on Saturday and voted on the final set of recommendations to be sent to the state's legislators. The 9-member panel called on the state to offer its black residents a formal apology in addition to the payments. An apology for what? What did the state of California do? What are they apologizing for? Says, quote, reparations are not only morally justifiable, but they have the potential to address longstanding racial disparities and inequalities, said Rep. Barbara Lee, a Democrat in California. And she said this after attending the meeting. You know what? I agree with Barbara Lee. Reparations are often morally justifiable, and they do potentially address longstanding racial disparities and inequalities. You know when they address those inequalities? Right after they happen. We should have been having this conversation in the late 1800s, not right now in 2023, where you are now asking for money from people who never owned slaves to give to people who never were slaves.
That just makes no sense.
We're now generations removed from the transgression of slavery. So now you have people who have never experienced it asking for money, and to the tune of $1.2 million. Let's hear how that breaks down. The panel's recommendation breaks down payments by types of historical discrimination, because there's no way to get that all twisted. For instance, black residents affected by redlining by banks would receive $3,366 for each year they lived in California from the early 1930s to the late 1970s, amounting to up to $148,099. How exactly would you prove that you were affected by redlining? Are they just going to circle certain districts and areas in California and say, you know, this was redlined in this year, and here's your payment? How exactly are we gonna get down to the bottom of that? And how much money are we gonna lose trying to figure this out? Do other states have committees that are working on this? You guys let me know in the comments if your state is having similar conversations. The article goes on to say, similarly, black residents could receive roughly $2,352 in compensation for over-policing and mass incarceration for each year they lived in California between 1970 and 2020. Those payments could amount to $115,260. Again, how are they going to figure this out? How are you going to break down the numbers on this? Or are you just going to point to every black person you can find who's living in California from this time and just throw money at them, whether or not they were affected by over-policing and mass incarceration? How exactly do you define over-policing? Because there's many people who would define all of Los Angeles as being over-policed. Can anybody figure out how we're going to get down to the bottom of this? And again, how much money will be lost in the process? In total, from these and other payments included in the plan, a black Californian who is 71 years old and has lived in California his or her entire life could receive up to $1.2 million, according to analysis from the New York Times. $1.2 million. And guess what? There's opposition to this, and not the kind of opposition that you and I might have of absolutely not, we're not paying reparations for this, but the type of opposition that says that a payment of $1.2 million is not enough. Can you believe it? An activist identified as Reverend Tony Pierce was one of the more outspoken people at the gathering, making reference to the famous 40 acres and a mule promise to former slaves when he took the podium. And for those of you who don't know, when slaves were freed, there was this promise of to each 40 acres and a mule to make up for what was done to them during their enslavement.
So the equivocal number from the 1860s for 40 acres today is $200 million for each and every African American.
$1.2 million is not enough. That large check that would essentially set you up for success in this country is not enough. $200 million for each and every African American. I know that this is ridiculous to even put together a reparations task force in today's day and age to sit and talk about these things, but I do find it hilarious that these are the conversations that they're having. And you know what? Maybe they'll just squabble themselves into obscurity and they'll fight so much over this number that we'll never get through to the courts on this one and nothing will ever go through the legislature. However, this 1.2 million will be decided on by the legislature. And if they're smart, if they're wise, they will recognize that this is not a conversation for 2023 and they will shoot down this proposal because it makes absolutely no sense for a multitude of reasons that we've already laid out. To those movements and the people who are supporting them, I ask, to what end? Is it you're a perpetual victim and you're going to continue to ask for money and land and mules and apologies and white guilt for the rest of your life because that is what you identify as, a victim? I get that there are remnants of the slave trade and the Jim Crow South that have still managed to affect Black Americans living in the United States today. I think it's a small piece of the pie of what actually negatively affects Black Americans. Reparations was a valid conversation the almost 200 years ago. But here we are. You guys give me your thoughts. Do you agree with $1.2 million to every qualifying Black resident in California? Do you want these same conversations to come to your state? Or are they already happening in your state? Let me know. And what numbers are they coming up with? Is it 200 million? Is it 225 million? Why not $1 billion? Why not make every Black resident a billionaire for the strife that they've had to endure in this great country that is the United States of America? And as always, we like to encourage healthy debate in the comments down below. So go ahead and duke it out. I'm sure there will be much to say on the topic of reparations. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And I'll see you next time. Maybe I'll be a millionaire.